Good day to you once again, audio podcast. So this episode is going to be called The Oldest Millennial in the World. Okay, so let me give you some context to the reason why it's going to be called The Oldest Millennial in the World and why I am the oldest millennial in the world. Okay, so I'm 38 now and my youngest brother is 23, so it's like a 15-year age gap. So if you think about it now, November 2019, I'm 38, nearly 39, and he's just turned 23. So I am one of the oldest millennials in the world, and he is one of the youngest millennials in the world. So we used to make some silly videos a few years ago, old millennial versus young millennial, messing about it in the park, stuff like that, different things that an old millennial would be into and what young millennial would be into. This was a few years ago, so we've had a few little bit of banter about it, old millennial versus young millennial. So the reason I'm going to go with the oldest millennial in the world is to get a little bit more attention, but I'm going to be disciplined when I get the attention, and obviously I'm going to be promoting Nature Connection, but I'm just going to stick with the two styles for this one. So I'm going to go with the Shinrin-yoku forest bathing, getting amongst the trees, walking mindfully, slowly, sauntering, wandering in like a forest environment amongst the trees for health and well-being, vitality and wellness, breathing in them essential oils that the trees produce called phytoncides, looking around the natural environment in an attention restoration theory style while you're amongst the forest environment, of course, all that kind of stuff. So that's number one. Number two is Nature Connection style is going to be the barefoot walking, the earthing and grounding style. I'm actually doing that right now, barefoot in the garden, walking around on the cold, wet grass. That's good to get the electrons through your feet. There's a slight negative charge on the earth and that's environment, negative ions from when lightning strikes earth. And that's actually been shown to be very good, as a booster for your health and well-being, vitality and wellness. Very, just like the phytoncides from the trees. I'm not going to go into the specific, health benefits, because there's so many and I wouldn't want to say, 10 and then miss out a few. So I don't want to favour any particular health and well-being benefits over the other. But you can have a little Google search. If you Google for barefoot earthing, barefoot walking, grounding, something like that, you'll get loads. There's a book called Earthing's really good. Same with the Shinrin-yoku forest bathing from Japan in the early 80s. Very, very hard working people in Japan back then. Some people were getting really unhealthy and dying quite early ages in the 30s with the Japanese government for how can we boost the well-being of our citizens. Done a lot of research and they come up with Shinrin-yoku, this forest bathing walking that a lot of the population do, so I'm promoting that. I think it's really good, breathing in those phytoncides and just resting your eyes, mental fatigue, etc. Without going into too much detail, you can find out the benefits of Shinrin-yoku and earthing. So yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And whenever people ask me, what's this the oldest millennial in the world thing? And I'll say, this is the reason. It's to promote the nature connection. And the added wider picture benefit is if people get health and well-being benefits from connecting with nature, they're more likely to care for the planet, if that makes sense. So the last little promotion, the new David Attenborough series that's out, 7 Worlds, 1 Planet. Just have a little watch of that. Awesome. What a legend. Come on. Nature Connection. The oldest millennial in the world. Take care.